ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Have you thought about what you're going to cook for dinner tonight? How many native ingredients could be on your plate? Or do you even know which native ingredients are accessible to you in wherever you may live? Right now in Rockhampton, central Queensland, a week-long celebration of culinary sensations is underway as Australia's largest beef expo comes to town. Internationally acclaimed celebrity chef Mark Olive, otherwise known as the Black Olive, is there, fusing delectable native ingredients with gourmet cuisines and making mouths water with his contemporary Indigenous cooking. Ooh, I'm hungry now, Mark. How are you?
G'day, PK. Good. Welcome from Ngarrumbal Noongar country up in Rockhampton.
I'm so jealous. You're in Rockhampton to showcase native ingredients. Okay, what dishes are you presenting?
I know, how good is that? Look, well, it's meat, and more meat. So it's a vegetarian's nightmare. But it's a great event because we're showcasing all different types and cuts of meat.
Okay, so meat, obviously, well, it depends what meat you're cooking, right? Because some meat is native.
Yeah, well, kangaroo especially, what a great protein that is. And also emu. And look, possums and crocodiles, they look really, really tasty. And
that did you say crocodiles?
My cuisine. Yeah, croc is beautiful when it's done right.
It's a bit chewy?
Look, it depends on what cut of the meat you're eating. Either the tail fillet is the most tender. You've got the flat tail fillet on the top, which is a little bit harder and tougher. So I like to mince all of that up and make a nice lasagna out of that, which is great. And people think it's chicken, but we're here at Beef Week, and Beef Week is just all about the different cuts of meat. So the rumps, the wagyus, the capes, all of these different types. And it's just been fascinating, because it's great for me to mix and match all of my Indigenous flavours for these different flavoured cuts of meat. So, you know, you've got your T-bone that has a specific flavour. You have your rump that has a specific flavour. And once you understand that and understand the flavours of the Indigenous herbs, you can combine that all together.
Now, you're a Bundjalung man. When did you get interested in cooking?
Oh, geez, I must have been about 9. This is back in the 70s. Well, that was generous, 60s.
But generous. And that's before, I know you're an Indigenous man and it's different, but in terms of mainstream Australia, native cooking, native ingredients were just not on the radar, right?
Oh, no, they were nowhere near it. When I started my apprenticeship in the 70s, nobody had heard a lot of this stuff. And we used to go back to Cabbage Tree Island up in Northern Rivers of New South Wales. That's where my mother was from and dad from Casino. But my aunts up there would use a lot of lemon myrtle and wattle seeds. And they'd make things like, you know, Johnny cakes and fried scones, heart attack waiting to happen, but great with lemon myrtle and also wattle seeds. So, you know, we were introduced as kids to all of these amazing ingredients. So when I started my apprenticeship, like I said, in the 70s, prawn cocktails were huge on the menu back then. And it was a bit of a journey because I was still really interested in what flavours we had down on the South Coast where I grew up in Wollongong. So I, you know, got into the foraging and had a look around and found a lot of warrigal greens, did a lot of research at libraries and stuff. So lots of acacias grow along the South Coast as well. So the wattle seeds, that lovely black wattle seed. We got the warrigal greens that grow down there. But around Sydney and the Eora country, around that area, lots of rye berries and magenta lily pillies and lily pillies. They're native from that area. So, and moving down to Darawal in Wollongong, you've got all of the leafy greens of the wattle, warrigal greens, and also you can grow things like the river mints. These exciting flavours that people haven't heard about. And again, you can bung in a lemon myrtle tree and an aniseed myrtle tree along the south coast as well, because it will grow really well, even though they're native to the Bundjalung region.
How can Australians that aren't familiar with native ingredients, embrace them, use them, even access them?
That's a great question, PK, because it's been, like, I've been doing this for 40-odd years now, and it's just been amazing to see the slow change and turnover. And look, since MasterChef and all of these other shows came along, you know, we've been able to showcase these herbs, so it's getting out there. But like you said, when I started back in the 80s and the 90s, it was nowhere around. Kangaroo wasn't decriminalised until 93, so you couldn't, you know, it was pet food up until then. So in our history of Indigenous food, I think we're slowly getting there, and we'll just, you know, hopefully, again, and I keep saying this, hope in the next 5 years, people have just got a packet of wattle seed or wattle seeds, the lemon myrtles, or any other native ingredient in their fridge or their cupboard, just like Vegemite and peanut butter.
That's amazing. Mark, always lovely to speak to you. Thank you for coming on the show.
I appreciate that, PK, and have a lovely day. And I'm going to have a great day with meat, and more meat.
Mark Olive is a celebrity chef and Bundjalung man, and he's, of course, at Beef Week and joining us to talk about native ingredients. You're listening to RM Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.